This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in, to give musicians an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures. Self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hello, good morning. My name is Eliza Shaddad, and I am talking to you from self-isolation in Cornwall. I've been here about 2 weeks now. Before that, I was in London. Before that, I was in Manchester, where we were on tour. And I actually I was getting ill. I went to a doctor, and they said, "You are fine, doesn't seem like you've got corona, you can carry on touring, have a good tour." And then the next day I was just coughing so much that I couldn't sing. Basically, I'd completely ragged my voice, so we had to cancel our date up in Glasgow. And then that night they brought in some of the measures that meant that we couldn't do the rest of the dates that you needed to self-isolate. So we had to cancel more shows, including our London one, which was a real shame, like so many other artists. Pretty much been alone with my new husband since then, and weird but nice to share it with you listeners. I've got to say, I feel really lucky to be dealing with it at home in Cornwall, because luckily you can just walk out the door and go for a half hour walk and you don't see anyone potentially. How are you guys doing? I hope you're all right. Have you got family and stuff that are doing okay? I've got family in all over the world, really. A lot of my family are in Sudan, where my dad's from, and they've got like curfews and stuff there, and everyone trying to keep away, and my little niece. So yeah, it's interesting to see how it's just being dealt with differently in different countries. Yeah, I think I've probably spoken to my family more the last 2 weeks. Definitely when I was ill, my dad would call me up every day, which is not usual, to check how I was. Like WhatsApp groups firing, obviously Zoom chats. Oh my God, can you imagine if you had shares in Zoom? That would be incredible. Feels like it's... it's just weird. It's quite nice in a way to be at home and have time to do a lot of the jobs that you've always been meaning to do, and time to write. Like weirdly, when my last EP came out, I kind of wrote it in self-isolation. Like I spent a lot of time kind of locked in at home, and then I went to this like old abandoned airfield to record some more of it, and it was all so solitary. And I must have said the word self-isolation about 100 times in like press releases over the last year. So I kind of feel like I got what I was asking for. It is kind of nice to be able to like focus on that. But it's also just so distracting and so worrying, thinking about like the year ahead and trying to reschedule dates, but plan them around new music, but kind of not being able to concentrate on writing new music because you just want to watch the news all day, and then hearing stuff like it might last for another couple of months and thinking, oh my God. So I imagine you're all going through the same kind of headspace. But anyway, I'm just going to kind of walk you through what I'm going to walk you through. I'm going to talk you through how it's working here. Hi again. It's actually a few days later. I listened back to what I'd recorded and I hated the sound of my voice so much that I had to stop for a while. But I've got more stuff to talk about now, so here I am. They've just announced another 3 weeks of self-isolation, and
I think I'm coping a lot better than I was. I am definitely really lucky to be somewhere really beautiful with like access to outdoor space on the doorstep, basically. And so I've been keeping sane by doing some nice walks and things. But I think the main thing that's been keeping me sane and feeling kind of productive this week is that I went back to this thing that I did a few years ago when I was waiting for my kind of a similar time in terms of feelings. I was waiting for my first album to be finished, basically. I was trying to get back into the studio and problems kept cropping up in terms of scheduling mainly, but money too, and it was just kind of a heartbreaking, like, waiting time, not knowing what was going to happen, sort of feeling quite powerless, I guess. What I did while I had all this time to myself, obviously, was trying to write and take advantage of it, but it's not very inspiring feeling powerless, I don't think. So I made a real, like, military routine for myself to get some structure into my days. And literally like a minute by minute daily plan. And I did loads of, I absolutely love researching, and I did loads of research into like how to be, and I'm not a health nut, I don't like cooking, I'm not very good at doing regular exercise or anything like that, generally. But I did all this research into how to do it well, how to like prolong your life, how to feel the happiest you could, how to do this. And I kind of condensed it all into a perfect day. And I think I only ever achieved it once back then. But it made me feel great, and I could see how amazing it would be if I could do it more often. And now that I'm literally at home, no distractions almost. You know, I can pick and choose my hours. There's no like social pressures to go out drink. You know what I mean? It's really the perfect time to try something new without any outside interference. And so I made a new daily plan, and I've done it all this week. And this is like, I mean, sometimes it's like, okay, now you have a 2-3 hour block of doing something, but other times it's like, okay, and after 3 minutes then do this and then do this. I mean, it's from really simple things like, and drink water, to okay, take your hay fever medicine, stuff that I would just forget on random days, to green smoothies, to using up all the empty like toiletry bottles that are nearly finished, to actual like guitar practice, not writing, not rehearsing, like practice, learning new things, scales and things. What else? Like exercises for my knee. I twisted it running a little while ago. And then this this face oil that somebody gave me, that seems really nice, to like a brain training app, to just like a 15-minute sit down in the sun in the morning to get some of that nice vitamin A, is it? Or vitamin D? Vitamin D. To like a regular wake-up time. That is something I've never had and never really been able to have, to be honest, because of so many late nights with music. But I like getting up regularly. So who knows how long this will last. I would say it's helping me be productive on the writing side as well, to be honest, because it just means that I have really regulated times to sit down and do it, which is good. So far, so good. I wonder if I can keep it up for at least the next 3 weeks. That would be so sick. And then I feel like at least I would come out of this a bit healthier, a bit stronger, a bit more productive, and maybe my life expectancy will have, you know, been prolonged. Who knows?
Okay, so this is my final little update for you. It's about a week after I recorded the last one. I have been doing the routine this week as well, but I've been a bit more relaxed about it, which has been like a happy medium, I would say. I'm still getting all the stuff done, but I don't have to pay so much so much attention to the minute-by-minute plays anymore. I found some other really lovely things to do which have been helping me as well. Things like watching regular TV programmes instead of the news. And I feel quite lucky to have never watched this until now, because I can't think of a more perfect time. But we've just started The Wire here in this household. And my God, it's so brilliant. I just love it. I feel like lucky to be watching it. I've also been doing puzzles. You know what? I know how I'm doing one right now. Maybe you can hear these are the pieces. It is really just so therapeutic. I'm enjoying it so much. And actually, I'm doing it at the same time as I do other stuff, and it's helping to, like, I think there's just so much going on in our brains. And this is, when I'm listening to, like, demos and stuff, not demos, but, like, trying to figure out melody lines and things, I'm just humming away to myself while I do the puzzle, and it's taking all the, like, stress out of it. Yeah. What else? Getting outside, doing PE with Joe. I've been doing that. Can't do it all week. I definitely can't get up at 9 to do it. It's such a fun way to exercise. I'm really grateful for stuff like that. Yeah, those are some of the good bits. Yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy having a routine, basically, and being at home for long enough to do the same thing over and over again. See what that's like for a change. Anyway, thanks for having me. I hope you are all doing okay. And I'm going to leave you with a little song. This is Same As You. Guess I knew right from the start, nothing you can say or do is ever gonna penetrate my heart. You saw what I like was with new. You saw what I don't care the way those other girls might do. You saw what I like pain as much as I like being happy. That doesn't mean I'm not trying to make it through. Same as you, I guess I see how much it hurts somebody like you to love somebody like me. Trying to get close, but you better leave in me be. Cause you know I need air. Why don't you? Guess what, I don't breathe the way those other girls might do. Guess what, I like pain as much as I like perfection. That doesn't mean I'm not trying to hide mine too. Same as you, same as you. Same as you, yeah, same as you. Same as you, yeah, same as you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Same as you, yeah, same as you. Thanks again for having me. And if you want to find me online, I'm at Eliza Shaddad everywhere. And also at the minute, I'm doing a Friday night, 7 p.m. UK time, weekly live stream over on Instagram Live. So yeah, if you've got any requests, come say hi. And I got some cool guests, so I would love to see you there. OK,
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, @SDDpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.